not gonna pick it. So I went and I showed her this, I said, well, this is where we're staying.
Like to reconvene Congress after a recess for engrossment. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. We just went to engross and I'm reporting ONCA 1632, an act to establish a revolving fund for economic development to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the fund to limit expenditures to those appropriated by Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action in due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. ONCA 1666, an act to remove the restriction on an appropriation of $1,500,000 conveyed to the limited liability company Tallgrass Economic Development LLC by resolution to provide a capital contribution appropriation in the amount of $500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is William Supernaw, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. ONCA 1669, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $2 million and to provide an alternate effective date. The sponsor is William Supernaw. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. And ONCR 1626, a resolution to consent to the transfer and conveyance of certain assets of Osage LLC to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as limited liability companies wholly owned by the Osage Nation. Sponsor is William Supernaw. And the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Pratt. We are now on third reading on today's agenda. First bill under that heading is bill number ONCA 1632, an act to establish a revolving fund for economic development to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the fund to limit expenditures to those appropriated by Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I choose to close. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
This piece of legislation has been a long time coming. I think we should have done it years ago. So thank you to the sponsor for picking this up and sponsoring it and putting the thought and time into it. I'm going to urge everyone to vote yes. This is sorely needed. Seems like every session, it used to be the budgetary session, now it's the budgetary session and the spring session and any special sessions that we have. We sit here and we have to make cuts to things that we all agree are important, but there's just not enough money to go around. And that's really the bottom line. There's not enough money to go around. We have been on a distribution level that hasn't changed over the course of 4 years, with the exception of $5 or $6 million, maybe in the last two years. And our boards and commissions have come to us and said, we need help. We need you to give us some money so that we can start down this road and start making money for the nation. We pay the boards and commission to sit around and get these plans together and do feasibility studies and to do all this work. But yet we don't give them any money to get the work started. Ultimately, they all have the same goal, and that's to make money for the nation so that we can provide better programs, services, offer more, serve more. So I think that this new fund is going to have to be a priority for us. It's going to have to be. So I urge you to vote yes.
Thank you, Congressman Buffalo Head. Are there any other members? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I don't disagree that economic development is an ongoing priority. That is, ways to increase revenue, for the nation so that Congress can consider appropriations for needy projects, whether it be infrastructure, whether it be direct services, whether it be a direct economic development. Whether a special dedicated fund is necessary for that, I question. This Congress has been appropriating money for economic development for some years without an economic development fund. But the biggest objection I have to ONC 1632 is the $2 million appropriation it takes out of the $4 million we had set aside, some portion of that. $4 million we had set aside when the Congress adopted the resolution or recommendation by the Appropriations Committee, during which not only did we set a limit for economic development that is non-binding, but we also agreed to set aside $4 million and let it remain untouched except for some true fiscal emergency until the end of September. We're here, I hadn't even finished the session yet. We're wanting to spend $1.5 million of it on economic development. And I have no doubt that the people who were behind this bill and the sponsor who constructed it, that's a priority for them. I see that. But I don't think you can lose sight of the fact that internally we're trying to develop some processes and commitments that seem to last for about two and a half weeks and then they're out the window. We don't know what other fiscal situations are going to confront the nation between now and the end of September or the end of August. That was the reason why, in part, $4 million were set aside. So instead of coming in to the fall session with, you know, under $1 million in the bank, I think this sets a bad precedent that $4 million was a good idea, but if I have another good idea for it, then that's fine. So I just ask the Congress to remain firm on adopting the recommendation of leaving that $4 million untouched. I plan to try to make an amendment to reduce the amount so that there would still be some money set aside, but the backers really had wanted it to go to third reading after engrossment, so I had no chance to do that. But nonetheless, my only recourse now is debate. So I appreciate your attention, and I urge you to vote no on this bill. We could certainly take it up another time when we see what our financial situation is in September. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Walker.
Well, thank you for getting up and saying what you said, Congressman Shaw. I appreciate your thoughtfulness and your fortitude on issues that you don't agree with. I'm going to go ahead and vote no for this as well. I did try to make an amendment to it. I tried to reduce it to $850,000, which I thought was a more reasonable amount. Also represented a bill, a very similar amount to a bill that I had filed that was never even brought to the committee upon my request for the purchase of bison. I had agreed with the speaker about midway through the session that I would leave that bison purchase bill alone and instead move that amount over into her bill, which is the one that I'm speaking of now. That amount still would have gone a little bit over the recommended amount of $4 million that was approved by this body to have set aside for a variety of unknowns that we may face over the next 6 months. I want to also point out that after this, we've got a $2 million appropriation to the Blue Stem Ranch to consider, a $500,000 appropriation to the Tallgrass to consider. That's $2.5 million. Those pass, I suspect that they will, and this passes, then that would be $4,500,000 that we sent out the door this afternoon. I'm going to vote no for this one and yes for the other two. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Yeck.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Member of Congress. I'll be supporting this bill. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and we did make a recommendation that we set aside $4 million in the General Treasury to not be appropriated during this session. We've also heard from our boards that there's a need for capital infusions. We have a bill coming up for the Blue Stem Ranch for $2 million here in a minute, and that's kind of an arbitrary number because we haven't heard from them exactly how much they're going to need. We've heard that it's probably going to be more than that. My concern with leaving $4 million just in the General Treasury and not putting it into a fund that will require, if I'm reading this correctly, an additional authorization from Congress for that money to be expended. My concern was if we leave $4 million in there that it may be getting be appropriated for other things other than for economic development. My concern is salaries, additional positions. We're pretty good about doing that, it seems like. I support this. We'll still have $2 million in the General Treasury, and we'll have $2 million in the Economic Development Fund that requires Congress to approve expenditures of that.
Thank you, Congressman Yeck. Congressman Pratt.
Well, I'm probably going to echo some of the things that have been said, but I think that I wanted to speak for myself when, as a member of the Commerce and Economic Development Committee, as well as a member of the Appropriations Committee. And I think when we went to make that recommendation, we spoke a lot about that recommendation, and I did want to put out a recommendation to Congress, but when I went voted for this recommendation to hold this $4 million back, this is exactly what I was hoping that we would use that money for, because as I stated in committee an hour ago, we know how to spend money, but we need to branch out on finding ways to make money. And we have been hearing from many of these boards for quite some time now, and pretty much the entire time that I've been on Congress, for almost 2 years now, we've met several times, and they're saying, we're coming, we've been working. And since the time I've been here, we haven't given any of the boards a capital infusion. And so when I voted for that recommendation in appropriations, this is exactly where I was hoping that money would go. That's why I wanted to hold it back. And so I think this is necessary. I think in committee it was also stated that, you know, I don't think the idea was to put money into the ranch, and we were, that wasn't my idea. When I voted on that, it was never my idea to just let it sit. And so I do agree with the money going to them as well, because I certainly didn't want to purchase it just to say, you know, go look at it and say, we own it. We've heard from our gaming enterprise, basically no more. You know, no more. We've got our thing going on over here, and we've taken on a lot. We've had a lot of compromise over the past several months, especially with this ranch coming, kind of just came up out of nowhere. And I don't think the money is going to be there. They've told us no more. They've got their business that they've committed to. And I don't think that we're going to have money to do this going forward. But it's time to give these boards some money to go forth and hopefully make lots of money for us. And we haven't heard from a couple of them yet. I'm sorry. We've heard from them, but we don't know the amount. So that didn't happen during this session, but I would like to have it set aside to to speak with them because, and give them something. I think we started out with hoping the LLC, Tallgrass, hoping for $5 million. We've gone down to, they said, okay, well, you know, I think we can meet in the middle and go with $3 million, and then now we're down to $500,000, and hopefully in the end giving them $1 million, so to do some business with. So I just think it's time, but I just wanted to speak for myself and say that when I voted on that recommendation in appropriations, this is what was in my mind that I wanted that money to be set aside for. So, and this is just doing just that. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Pratt. Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Superdahl.
I'm supporting this as well as the next three bills that come up. The Commerce Committee has focused on economic development this year. Committee has worked hard, and they've educated themselves to know what's needed for the ranch and for different things. And a lot of congressmen haven't sat in on any of those meetings, or maybe just a few minutes of it. But I can tell you that even if the expansion of the casino meets the projected revenue, we do not have any more money for possibly the next 5 years. Even if it meets what they say it will do, we won't have any more money for programs. So we have got to focus more on economic development. And even then, normally new businesses don't start kicking off and shedding cash right at first. We're looking at another few years before these investments begin to pay off. But even the people that spoke against this said they supported some money. So it's even more than they wanted. They didn't say it's a bad idea. They would support a smaller amount. This just happens to be the amount that the committee settled on is a reasonable amount. So I implore you to pass these next three bills.
Thank you, Congressman Superdahl. Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this bill?
Members of Congress and the ones that got up and spoke on this bill, thank you for your ideas and your debate on this. I am on the Commerce and Economic Development Committee, and we have had several economic development issues before us, mainly the purchase of the land for Blue Stem Ranch that's been pretty consuming since the first of this year, and also putting operations to work on the ranch. In between, we've had meetings with Tallgrass LLC. We've had a presentation from the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board, which we appropriated $75,000 to do a feasibility study on broadband to serve the land within our exterior boundaries of the Osage Nation. It was a great economic development presentation. And I might say it was one of the best presentations, has a very high price tag on it. Economic development costs money. We've heard from ONES LLC during this session, and that was a company that I was against forming the company. I fought very hard for ONES LLC not to be formed, but the body of Congress finally passed it out. We've only, since its inception, which was probably early in 13, we've only appropriated $230,000 to that board to do any business, and that was to buy a piece of property. I don't necessarily love the LLC model that we have right now, but it seems to be the direction that the executive branch and Congress wants to go. So we're going to have to fund these companies. They're going to have capital injections if any of us have any vision to pull more revenue into the tribe. I'll get back to this bill. So all of that being said, I've known the requests that these boards have made. Some want $5 million, some want $50 million, some want $3 million, some will settle for $1 million. But they just need some capital. I knew we had the Bluestem Ranch that we were going to put capital into. I figured that this bill may pass. But we got an additional distribution on this land purchase of $20 million from the casino. And when we got that, part of it was for the down payment for Bluestem Ranch. And in my mind and at the table, part of the distribution was going to be used for economic development. That's always the impression I had that we were going to do with that money. We weren't going to do other governmental things other than put $1 million into our TDLA department, Tribal Development and Land Acquisition Department, of $1 million for putting land into trust, and to fund them, to do replacement funds for a lease. So when we were forming this session, I knew that we had so many things up in the air, especially with the ranch. We've been moving pretty fast on that. That I wanted to be able to capture some of that revenue, that some of that $20 million distribution, into some sort of an economic development fund. That's why I placed the bill. That's why I filed it and put it into committee. It had the amount of $10 million on it initially. I wasn't hung on that amount. It was just a placeholder amount. So I think we did a lot of good work at the committee table. I realize the Appropriations Committee made the recommendation to hold $4 million back. And I'm like Congressman Pratt. It was my hopes that some of that $4 million would be earmarked over and beyond the 2.5 that was in that recommendation for economic development, because we need to work at that. Congressman Shaw, there's going to be $2,234,058 left. If everything that's on our table today passes and is and signed into legislation, we will still have a $2 million cushion. And I am committed to trying to do what you want to do every year and keep some of that money back. We have $2 million right now, so I'm pretty satisfied with that. The assistant chief told me, let me know in a little note up there, that if this is a split vote, he's a yes vote on it. He also let me know that this will be an enacted bill if it passes Congress. So I urge your support of it. Thank you very much. Question is, shall ONCA 1632 pass?
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Yack.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. ONCA 1632 passes. It has an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall the alternate effective date pass? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1633 is advanced to enrollment. Next bill on third reading is ONCA 1666, an act to remove the restriction on an appropriation of $1,500,000 conveyed to the limited liability company Tallgrass Economic Development LLC by resolution to provide a capital contribution appropriation in the amount of $500,000 and to provide an alternate effective date. Congressman Supernov, Mrs. Sponsor, how do you wish to want to close? Is that what you said? Is there any other member? Congresswoman Edwards.
This is an appropriation to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, which is an LLC that now owns two other, at least that I know of, two other subsidiary LLCs, Pinnacle Design Group LLC and Osage Innovative Solutions LLC. Bluestem Ranch LLC will be its third, and is its third subsidiary LLC. So this is the parent LLC. This is the entity that runs these other three LLCs. And as we know, Congress didn't have anything to do with forming any of those other three LLCs. That's something that Tallgrass did. So Tallgrass is the parent. We've never given any appropriation directly to a subsidiary LLC because I don't think we have to. Tallgrass LLC has been spending money out of its funds to help form Bluestem Ranch LLC, and it will continue to be able to spend money to form and operate and help operate Bluestem Ranch LLC. There's no prohibition against that. It's a subsidiary of those are all three subsidiaries of Bluestem Ranch. So you'll see me, I'm sorry, of Tallgrass, thank you. You will see me vote yes for this, even though the only time this whole session I got to see this board was today. When I talked to them about this after the meeting, their indication was no, this was really not the direction that they had actually planned on going with their company. But as things turned out, perhaps this is the direction that they are being required to go. I still don't know how Bluestem Ranch is going to acquire any kind of ownership or leasehold interest or anything else. Perhaps Tallgrass will acquire the leasehold interest and then sublease it to Bluestem. I don't know. I don't think any of us know because I don't think any of us have seen any of those details. Be that as it may, I asked three members, how much money are we actually going to be giving Tallgrass for their operations going forward? And three people told me it's $500,000. Well, I read this bill and it's not $500,000, it's $2 million. Unless something I don't understand, it says, to carry out the purpose of Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, the amount of $1,500,000 appropriated and restricted to use as collateral is hereby released from restriction and authorized by the Osage Nation Congress to be spent, utilized for any legal purpose by the limited liability company Tallgrass. So there is an additional $500,000 appropriated, but that plus the $1.5 million that's being released amounts to a $2 million capital infusion for Tallgrass. Really don't have a full sense of how they're going to use it. Have a sense that it might be using it to run, help run a ranch. We'll see. Hopefully they'll be able to carry on with whatever they were planning on doing before they were compelled to form another subsidiary LLC for the purposes of helping do something with the ranch. I'll be voting for this one and against the next one so that maybe there'll be $4 million left in savings. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Congressman Shaw.
Speaker, members of Congress. Those who were in the chambers during the Commerce and Economic Development Committee meeting just earlier will recall that I had supported a more vigorous appropriation amount for Tallgrass. Since we've reconvened, I've heard a lot of rhetoric about, well, we need economic development, we need to do economic development going forward, economic development. And as far as I recall, that was one of the reasons that the Osage LLC, later Tallgrass, was created, but probably the most diversified of all the economic development arms. I pointed out that it's been, or someone else pointed out, it's been 3 years since they've had a capital infusion. They've been kind of cleaning up some toxic assets, as it was described, and now ready to go forward, patiently waiting. You know, I saw some humble men here willing to take whatever we gave them. I sort of feel like we gave them a bone here by releasing some funds that were already appropriated and an additional 500, but I'll support whatever money we can give them. But when you start talking about economic development, why in the future, you know, why we would not give them a more vigorous capital infusion, I don't know, at the expense of giving a larger amount to an economic development fund. So that's history. It's been voted upon by the Congress. I accept that. But, you know, during the remainder of this year, should we get significant funds in June, perhaps some carryover from 2015, that we revisit whether additional capital infusion of Tallgrass is in order. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Any other member wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Supernaw, would you like to close?
Yeah. You all will recall that a few years ago we appropriated money to the Osage LLC, Tallgrass LLC, but we put a restriction on it that it would only be held for bonding. Now, they're in need of money, but they don't have a project yet proposed to us. Now, some people may want to go back to that old idea that if you give a board enough money, they got to make money. But I think we've proved that that doesn't always work. Just because you give them money, that doesn't mean that they're going to make money. So I think we've learned after a loss of $18 million or so, that you need to have a well-researched project to come to Congress for and then get money. But it does take a little money to develop that. So what we're doing here is releasing the restrictions on this $1.5 million that's required for bonding. $1 million of it is still tied up as bonding or reassurance. They only are getting loose $500,000. They were giving them another $500,000, so it gives them $1 million. But they left here with the admonition, our committee, go out and be successful on something, then come back to us with a project. Now they have, they reported us, they had $6.5 million worth of contracts in works with the potential of making several $100,000. So they may be making money this year for the first time in a long time. And we didn't have to reappropriate $1.5 million to do this. We just released some restrictions on some money that we reappropriated several years ago. We're putting an additional $500,000 into this. That's all of the additional capital that's coming out this year. And I urge you to support it.
Thank you, Congressman Supernaw. The question is, shall ONCA 1666 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Yes.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. Bill number ONCA 1666 passes. It has an alternate effective date attached. Is there any discussion? Question is, shall the alternate effective date pass? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1666 is advanced to enrollment. Next bill on third reading today is ONCA 1669, an act to provide an appropriation for the limited liability company, Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $2 million and to provide an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Supernov. How do you wish to proceed?
I'm closed.
Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Edwards.
Just to reiterate, with the passage of the last two bills, there's $2 million set aside in a fund for economic development when and if a board comes and makes a presentation and says, we need this amount of money for our operations, and the parent LLC board says we're not infusing our money into that subsidiary LLC, which they're entitled to do. That's what happens with OIC and Pinnacle Design Group now. So I feel like there's $3.5 million. I don't know if that bonding's tied up or not. They can probably untie it up if they want to. So I feel like there's $3.5 million sitting around, as much as $4 million sitting around, that's already set aside. I think this is premature. You guys talk about just handing out money. Well, this is the ultimate of handouts, because I've never even seen this board in action. I don't think they've had one very short emergency meeting. So I'm reserving my judgment on appropriation to a subsidiary LLC until such time as I hear a presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Is there any other member that wishes to speak? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. It's clear to me that the Economic Development Committee has kind of brought along the notion of having separate management board for the Blue Stem Ranch, and the articles of organization and operation were set up to where the Tallgrass would not have any direct oversight to be able to keep them at arm's length. There were some, and I assume the majority of the Commerce Committee did not feel that Tallgrass needed to be in direct oversight of the ranch investment, we'll say. But I have a similar opinion to that of Congresswoman Edwards, to where I was never sure why Tallgrass was left out to that extent, other than the fact that Blue Stem is a subsidiary of Tallgrass. You know, some will say, well, they don't know anything about ranch management. They don't, you know, they're not knowledgeable about that. Well, I'm sure they don't know anything about repairing hangar doors either, but they hire experts. In fact, that's what Ted Turner has done. As far as I know, he doesn't have a board, ranch board, running that. He has one general manager that manages the ranches he had in several states, and he has a ranch manager for that property. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to monitor or model our governance structure after his, but sometimes you can have too much government, too many boards, too much oversight. It slows down the business operations of those things, and I've had many people say that that's exactly what a Blue Stem Ranch Management Board will do, is that it will slow down the ability to make decisions. Earlier today, Tallgrass said, if we have to construct a business plan for every investment, wait for the Congress to meet and have the Congress approve that, we're going to lose opportunities, and they've lost opportunities earlier this year. So So the sum total of what I mean to say is that I don't support a separate branch management board. Certainly, I don't support $2 million at this juncture. I mean, we, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we won the bid. You've heard that term, a Pyrrhic victory. Well, the losses were the loss of future increases in our gaming distribution in the next 5 years. So we gave up a lot to be able to win that bid. Pouring a lot of money into it right from the get-go for operations, I just think that's excessive at this time. So I won't be able to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Any other member wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Supernall, the floor is yours.
There may be some misunderstandings on this, the money from the tall grass. They are allowed to put money in the Bluestem operation, but they're not allowed to take money out for themselves. Any distributions will probably come direct to the nation, but I don't expect we're going to have any real soon. I want to talk about this Commerce Committee. There were six of us in there. They took the time to listen to experts and educate themselves on what it takes to run a ranch. Not because they want to run a ranch, they just want to know what it takes. What kind of people do you need to make a ranch successful? And we didn't learn that much. And I think we've got a good setup now. You heard someone say we had too much oversight, too much of the board. Our problem and the losses that we have occurred is because we had too little expertise in the boards. You could have had 100 boards that didn't know what they're doing, and you're going to lose money. I think we've got a good board here. Now, we're going to start them with this, start them off with $2 million. And some people have suggested, well, I thought we just bought this land just to have land. We want more land. But you can't, we found this much out. You can't just have land sitting there without expense. You've got fences. You've got to fight invasive species. You've got to have control of the land and the type of animals that are on it. And there's a lot of money that's going to go down just because you own the land. And there's taxes to pay. There's some income in the beginning. It depends how much that is, depends on the expertise of this board, but they've already got ideas of how to make money. I just urge you to vote for it, and I don't know what more I can say to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Supernall. The question is, shall ONCA 1669 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Yett?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Supernall?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bucklehead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Whitehorn?
Yes. ONCA 1669 passes. It has an alternate effective date attached to it. Is there any discussion to that? Seeing none, the question is, will the alternate effective date pass? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1669 is advanced to enrollment. The last bill, third reading today, is resolution number ONCR 1626, a resolution to consent to the transfer and conveyance of certain assets of Osage LLC to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as limited liability companies wholly owned by the Osage Nation. Congressman Supranaw is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed, Congressman?
I'll close.
Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, the floor is yours.
This is just a simple authorization to transfer an asset. I thought for a while it wasn't going to be that simple, but that's all it amounts to. It's permission to Pinnacle Design Group, which is owned by Osage LLC, to be transferred to Tallgrass Economic Development.
Thank you, Congressman Supranaw. Question is, shall ONCR 1626 pass?
Congressman Yett?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Morris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supranaw?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn?
Yes. ONCR 1625 passes and is referred to enrollment. We are now on, excuse me, I was looking at the wrong piece of paper. Let's restate that. ONCR 1626 passes and is referred to enrollment. Excuse me about that. We are now on agenda item number 13, which is Congressman Hamilton.
Since our rules state that we must have elections after this hunk of session, it means that we will have elections. And then again, when the 5th Osage Nation Congress comes on, I move to waive the rules, postpone the election of officers and select committee members under Congressional Rule 1.1, except for the membership committee, and to postpone the caucus and selection of committee members under Congressional Rule 7.6 until the 5th Osage Congress is seated.
Second.
I have a motion and a bunch of seconds. I'll say Congressman Yank was the second on that. Any discussion? Well, that's a waiver of the rules. So all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed to the rules? Okay, so by that motion, we are now on agenda item number 13, which is the Congressional Membership Committee Caucus and Elections. So Chair would entertain a motion for recess to go back into our commons and caucus. The elections will be for a chairman of the membership committee and two members of the membership committee. So does anybody want to move for a recess?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor of the recess say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Seeing none, we are in a recess to call